Boko Haram is running amok in Nigeria. We've got sad news coming out of Afghanistan. And ever hear about Abkhazia? Stick around and you will today. The details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. December began with more bloodshed and violence in Nigeria. Monday, twin attacks on two capitals killed five in the northeast. A week ago, twin suicide bombings killed 78. Police are blaming suspected Boko Haram militants. The Nigerian Senate allowed the state of emergency to expire without renewal. Meanwhile, displaced Christians are taking their frustration to the streets. Open Doors' David Curry explains.
People need to understand how ineffectual the government of Nigeria has been. To those of us who are observing this closely, seems as though they are intentionally dragging their feet in protecting these regions where Christians have been segregated.
Boko Haram's caliphate is expanding, crushing the church along the way. Christians are asking prayer for strength to endure. Curry's offering this thought, too.
I think we need to be praying every day for persecuted believers in Nigeria so that we don't get caught up just in our own Western world, and we need to be lifting them up in prayer, and there's ways that you can support the work that we do there.
You'll find out how to do that at our website. Next, a Christian aid worker in Afghanistan and his two kids were targeted and killed this weekend by the Taliban. Voice of the Martyrs USA and Vision Beyond Borders say the South African family had served in Afghanistan for over a decade. On Twitter, a Taliban spokesman took credit for the attack and called the terrorists who died martyrs. Pray for the safety and protection of Christ followers in Afghanistan. This is Mission Network News. 30 years ago, there were only 4 Christians in Mongolia. Well, now there are more than 40,000. Radio stations have been a big part of that growth. And with the help from Reach Beyond, one station is going above and beyond. They've added 2 new studios to reach more people. They hope more than 10% of the Mongolians will believe in Christ by 2020. Can they reach their goal? Only with your prayer and support. Visit our website for more information. Meanwhile, seeing people receive God's word in their heart language for the first time is one of those bucket list kinds of moments. Dave Ringenberg, a Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot serving in Indonesia, describes his experience.
The people were just astounded. They were so excited. I kept seeing this one lady. She was raising her hands towards the heavens and then bringing them back and clutching her heart. And it was as if saying, I hear God's word in my heart, you know, for the first time, maybe.
Ringenberg recently flew 2 Faith Comes By Hearing workers to a small island to distribute audio New Testaments. Get the full report at missionnetworknews.org, then take action.
So the first thing would be to pray. Pray for God to bring workers in. The other thing is to see what things are going on around the world, and see if maybe you're interested in participating somehow, some way.
And you remember us talking about the backpack project for children in Abkhazia? Well, the backpacks have been delivered, says Greg Mangione of SOAR International. He explains why they've continued the project a second year.
We're looking for practical ways that we could serve the church and the church could serve the people around them, specifically the children. And so school supplies was one noted need that just wasn't as available there in Abkhazia, and a way that the church could reach out.
As the church is prepared to distribute the supplies to these kids, they're looking forward to another opportunity to impact their community for Christ. Want to help? Join SOAR in praise and prayers for the backpack project in Abkhazia.
Seeing the churches getting involved and coming alongside to them and helping assist them in their goal of reaching these people, there's plenty to pray for there, but just to see the action that these churches are taking is a huge praise in my book.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're telling you how the world's finding hope in Jesus and how you can be a part of it. You can help us do that with your gift of any amount. And to thank you, I'll send you the new Aaron Shust Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto us a child is born.
Music reminding us of God's promise at Christmas.
So rejoice.
Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Aaron Shust Christmas CD or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.